Take your Bible and turn to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. You want to stand on reading God's Word? We'll start reading at verse 37. For sake of time, Acts chapter 2 and 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house and to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to church daily such as should be saved. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. I've got to be my help. On a sermon that brought great results. A sermon that brought great results. As we look at this tonight and we see this, and before this, as Peter was preaching to the people, and he starts way over in verse 14, he's preaching, and he brings this message and he breaks it down in such a specific way that there's no question of what God is trying to say, and there's no question of how God is using Peter in a significant way to bring the Word to the people. And we see how this sermon had an effect on them. And that's what will happen. The sermon will have an effect on people, praise God, especially a sermon like this. I believe this was probably one of the greatest sermons that Peter ever preached. Amen. He preached from his heart, praise God. He preached the word of truth to the best of his ability with the power and the Spirit of God, and God began to bless it. Amen? And he says down here in verse 37, Now when they heard this, I want you to notice a couple of things here in the Scripture tonight. The Bible says that there was a deep conviction that come over them. I want to say, praise God, if the Word of God doesn't convict your heart, then your heart's not right. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I live right, do right, act right. I want to tell you tonight, it doesn't matter how good we are, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, should still convict our heart. Because we're none of us perfect yet. We all have room for improvement. Amen? There's not a one of us that's perfect. There ain't none of us ready to fly away to glory. Hello? Every one of us have room for improvement. So we see this great sermon that Peter preaches here to these people. Praise God. And he says that when they heard this, amen, what'd they do? What'd they hear? They heard the message. See, a lot of times I was thinking about this the other day. A lot of times we hear it, but we don't hear the message. Amen? We hear words and we hear something coming out, but we don't really hear the message that's coming out. I want to say these people, praise God, they were in deep conviction because they heard the message. The messenger, praise God, was clear in his teaching. He was clear in his preaching, and the people heard the message. And the Bible says, not only did they hear the message, but said they were pricked in their heart. That's what Holy Ghost conviction does. Amen? So when Peter's preaching here, and he gets down to where they live, when the Bible gets down to where we live, when the preaching gets down to where we live, where the Holy Spirit gets down to where we live, it should bring conviction in our heart, praise God. Amen? It should prick our hearts. Amen? That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the Lord is after. Amen? He's not after trying to conform this old flesh and likeness and image of Christ. But he's trying to get a hold of our hearts. See, the Lord doesn't work on the outside. That's where we mess up so many times. We try to clean people up and dress them up and make them look pretty on the outside, and the inside's still rotten. That's why we have so many people come into our Fundamental Bible Believing Church, and they'll go through all their life, and then one day they just disappear and you don't see them no more. Amen? Because they had an outward appearance of a Christian, but inside their heart was still a hardened. Amen? They needed that soft heart. And so when Peter was preaching, praise God, when they heard the message from the messenger, from God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, they were pricked in their hearts. Amen? It made a difference. It got their attention. Amen? Praise God. Conviction, Holy Ghost conviction set in. It began to show them the error of their ways and the goodness of God. Kind of like the song Amelia singing there, praise God. We realize how great God is. Amen. How good He is. How helpful He is. How compassionate He is. How full of mercy He is. How that mercy is new every day. Amen. And we get to participate in that. Amen. So we see in this great, the great sermon that Peter preached, praise God, we see a result of Holy Ghost conviction. Now, a lot of times when we get in church and stuff, and we think it's a bad thing when people get under conviction. Amen? We think of it as a bad thing. We think, well, man, they got under conviction. Well, they must be really, really bad. Amen, praise God. It's not a bad thing to get under conviction, praise God, because God is trying to make a way, praise God, for you get out from under that load that you're bearing. He don't want you to carry that by yourself. He wants you to be higher than that. He wants you to live on a higher plane. He wants you to live in a higher place. He wants you to have the power and authority to go through this world with the help of the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome all the obstacles you face. So He brings a conviction upon us, praise God, so we can make things right with God. Amen. We need that Holy Ghost conviction. So we see the result of that great preaching was a Holy Ghost conviction. It got a hold of their hearts. What did that do? That brought open confession. Amen. What did they say? They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. So what they did, they said, you know what, brother, you're right. Praise God, you've laid out the gospel. You've told us what it was. We understand. We understand how much we've messed up. He said, man and brother, he said, just tell us, what shall we do? What do we got to do? Holy Ghost conviction done sit in on their lives. Praise God. They said, what I got to do, praise the Lord, to get help from the Lord. Amen. Open confession. Praise God, just cry out to the Lord and admit our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. Or backsliding, praise God, the times that we've missed the mark, and just ask God Almighty to touch our hearts and to help us. Praise God, being sorry is not enough. Amen? Being sorry is not enough, praise God. Holy Ghost conviction sets in. We ought to come with open confession. Amen. Men and brothers said, what do we got to do to fix this? And we're a mess. Our life's messed up. Amen. We missed the mark. Praise God. The gospel's speaking to our heart. What do we got to do? What do we got to do? Be partakers in the gospel. What do we got to... They was excited. They said, what do we got to do to get what you got? Amen. Now, it amazed me because Peter is just an old ignorant fisherman is what people say. Amen. He didn't have no high education. He didn't have no scholarly learning. Amen. His learning was a school of hard knocks. Amen. As a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. It was a rough life. It was a hard life with hard people. Amen. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God used him. It planted seeds in him, praise God, that he could preach this sermon and people would begin to take notice. They heard the message. It pricked them in their heart. They opened their mouths. They began to confess, praise God, the magnificence and the power of Almighty God. They begin to ask questions about what could we do. Oh, I believe if you ever get truly born again, I believe God will start, the questions will start coming out. You know, what can I do? What can I do now? Lord, save me by His marvelous grace, praise God. The result is we ought to be wanting to do something for Jesus. Somebody that done so much for us, we ought to want to do something for Him. Amen. I want to try to finish well. In order to finish well, the Bible says Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business. And you and I tonight, praise God, we ought to be about our Father's business. Every opportunity we get, we ought to be bragging on Jesus. Amen. We ought to be lifting Him up. We ought to be praising Him. We ought to be giving Him glory for all that He's done. Praise God, the wonderful works, praise God, of our Savior. So they asked the question, said, what shall we do? Amen. With confession. And notice the plain direction that they were given. Verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he gave him plain direction. He said, listen, said, you need to repent. Amen. You know, we don't hear much about repentance no more. Amen. We ought to hear about it no less. I told you about the little old boy. He said, well, I realized I got saved. I'm born again. And I don't have to repent no more. And I was at that little church down there in Madison County. He said, and he just sat there looking at me like sheep at a new gate. And I just sat there. I thought, well, okay, if that's what you believe. He did. I mean, I didn't say nothing. Sat there a few minutes. He looked at me. He said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, when I was an old lost sinner, I didn't realize I needed to repent. I said, now that I realize I'm an old lost sinner, so I had to repent to get in. And said, when I mess up, I have to repent, praise God. God don't want to carry that as luggage with me. I want God to forgive me, praise God. I want my great high priest who makes intercession for me. I want to have a clean slate, praise God, when I stand before the Lord. Amen. So I'm not going to repent no more, no less now than I did when I was no lost sinner. When I realize, praise God, when conviction comes in, praise God, I'm going to repent of my sins. Now, what does it mean to repent? Remember, repentance really just absolutely means to have a change of mind. Amen. It means to have a change of mind. And when you have a change of mind, what does that do? That leads to a change in life. Amen. See, that's why I'm wondering if we truly ever come in repentance. A lot of our folks never come and repent of their sins because their lives never change. We keep going down the same old ungodly road that we've been going in from the beginning. Amen. So he gives it to them straight, praise God, a plain direction. He said, repent. Have a change of mind. It'll change your heart. It'll change your attitude. It'll change the way that you live. It'll change the things that you like. Amen. It'll change the things that you don't like. Hello? There's a whole lot of things, Brother Bobby, I like now that I used to not like. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God, the gospel, praise God, changed my heart. Made me different. Those things I used to like to do, I don't care nothing about doing no more. Amen. Because God. But he said, you repent. He said, be baptized. That means to follow the Lord and believers' baptism. Amen. To have an outward show of what's inside of us. Amen. He said, if you truly repented, you got Jesus Christ as your Savior. Praise God, you ought to tell the world about it. Praise God. So he gave them plain direction, the direction that they need to go. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Now, see, we can't pick and choose. Now, if it was the world, we'd have said, well, yeah, well, I'm glad them people got in up at the church. That'll make a big difference. And they'll sit back on the pew and do nothing with their own lives. Hello? We ought to, everyone, be doing something with their own life. Every one of us ought to be trying to get in. Newsflash, we don't have very long to work in this world. Amen? We don't know how long we'll have. Our days are numbered. Hello? It won't be long till we'll be gone. Praise the Lord. But while we're here, praise God, he said, be baptized, everyone, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, be baptized for the remissions of the sins, that our sins would be moved away. And that, in other words, that the Lord can send them off and get them away from us. That's what happens when you repent. You have a change of mind. Praise God. You're baptized. You decide to, have an inclination to follow Christ and believe, and praise God, be baptism and in salvation. Praise God. And he begins to take those sins out of the way. As far as the east is from west, he removes those from you. Praise God. He gets rid of them. Just plain direction. That's all that Peter gave them. Amen. Just plain direction. He said, for the remission of sin. And then he says, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said, you're not going to have to do that by yourself. Amen? We're not in this alone. We have somebody that is way superior to us. We have somebody that is way superior to the devils and the wiles of the devils. Amen? We have the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God that dwells in us. Now that is the Holy Spirit of God. That's God's Spirit. Amen. Somebody say amen. That's God's Spirit that lives inside us. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's holy. He said, be holy. Be holy for I am holy. And we can be that because he tells us to. And he sends the Holy Spirit to live in us. And he keeps that Christ pushed out of our lives. Oh, it's a battle. Amen. It is a battle. It's hard work. You go, oh, preacher, if you truly believe, it's easy. Oh, your devil's done sold you a pack of lies. Amen. Because it ain't ever going to be easy. You're going to have to stand fast. You're going to have to be unmoved. You're going to have to abide in the Lord, praise God, as he's abiding in you. And we're going to have to work with him as he's working in us. Amen. He said you'll receive a gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will help you to overcome the obstacles that you face. Praise God. He'll give you that strength that you don't have now. But through the Holy Spirit, you'll have more strength than you ever have, more power than you ever. You'll have the power, the one that's already overcome the devil. Amen. Hey, I ain't no match for the devil. Amen. He'll beat me like a rug, praise God, before dark. Amen, praise God. But I'm glad I've got a big brother. His name's Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He sends his sweet spirit to me and he guides me, leads me. He gives me the strength and the power and the unction from on high that I need so I can be a representative for him. But through plain direction, praise God, we begin to see the hand of God. And then we see a joyful reception. Praise God. He said, then they, verse number 41, then they, who are they? Amen. Those that believed on Lord Jesus Christ, that's who the they are. The ones that trusted the Lord, praise God, and that free pardon of sin. That's those that have heard the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said that those that gladly received his word and were baptized. Amen. Those that gladly received and decided they was going to just go ahead and get in. They wasn't going to stand on the fringes. They wasn't going to watch on the outside no more. Praise God, they was going to come in and be partakers. You can sit on the outside. You can sit and just be a spectator in it. Praise God, all of your life. But I want to tell you, there's nothing like getting in and having the Holy Spirit just encourage your heart and feeling his presence and knowing he's real and having him help you be a witness to others, praise God, and get out. I teared up like Amelia did tonight, praise God. Boy, what a blessing that is to feel him moving down in your soul, praise God. Knowing what you're singing about, knowing what you know about him is something so spectacular, praise God, that you can't get over it and you're glad it's so. Amen. I'm glad something got a hold of me. Amen. It's that sermon, it's that message that speaks to your heart. He said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Amen. Gladly received the word. They were baptized. They decided, I'm going to just go with Jesus. Amen. Listen to what happens. He said, and the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen. Wonder what would happen if we got excited about what we hear, excited about what we know. Excited about the Savior, praise God. Excited about the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. If we got as excited, praise God, as we ought to. Amen. Praise God. There'd be joy. Those that believe, praise God. Those that were baptized. Those that received Him, praise God. From the Word and were baptized, praise God. Those that got in, amen, they begin to see the power of God and they begin to see souls saved. Praise God. 3,000. Amen. 3,000. They didn't have a great big auditorium. They didn't have a great big stadium. But Jeff, they didn't have a high dollar sound system. Hello? They didn't have sponsors. Praise God, all the sponsor they had was the Holy Ghost of God that was moving upon their hearts and direct them to where they were. Praise God, and had them help them to figure out where they were going. Praise God, Peter just got up, preached from his heart the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, and many and thousands. It don't even say about who all was saved. It said there's about 3,000 souls. Amen. Probably didn't have an accurate measurement, praise God. But they said there's about 3,000 souls that were saved that day. Praise God. I'm talking about a joyful reception, praise God. They received the word with gladness. Amen. You preach the word of the gospel today, people look at you like a calf looking at a new gate. Amen. Praise God. I think we've been so hardened that we've heard it all our life, supposedly. Amen. It's been preached, but I don't know if we've heard it. The message is there, but praise God, I don't know if we've got the message. Amen. So they had a joyful reception. Amen. And then the Bible says, verse 42, they had a steady progression. They begin to progress in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. Amen. The Bible says that they continued. See, what happens to us? We get in, people have a spell. Amen. They'll have a spell. They'll have a little something come through the church, and boy, people will jump up and they'll boo-hoo and they'll do this, they'll do that. Amen. But there's no steadfastness. 2 weeks later, a month later, you look around, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. You can't coax them going to the house of God. Something's amiss, and praise God. But these folks, praise God, they had a steady progression. Praise the Lord. He said that they continued. Amen. It makes me wonder, people that profess to be Christians, but they don't continue with the Lord. Amen. You look around, you can't find them after a little while. Hey, listen, I'm like Peter. The Lord said, well, you go back also. Hey, there's nothing else to go to. He has the words of eternal life. Amen. I'm wanting to live forever, praise God, with Him. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life, praise God. Without Him, we don't have no life. I'm looking to be with Him, praise God, forever and ever. Amen. So what happened to these people? Praise God. The Bible says they got in. They continued steadfast in the doctrines, and the doctrines, and the fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. What does that tell us? That they got in, they participated. Hello? They didn't sit and wait for the preacher to do it all. They didn't wait for the singers to do it. They didn't wait for somebody else to do it. They all got in, praise God. They continued. They all continued steadfastly. Amen. Praise God. They was a new thing, praise God, and they wanted to be part of it. Praise the Lord. If we get excited about what we do here, praise the Lord, other people want to get excited about it too. Praise God. Getting in. Lord God, just seeing the power of God. That's what happened to the people. Praise God, they got in, they began to participate. And they began to realize, praise God, there's a big difference in participating and sitting on the sidelines. Amen. If you don't participate, you sit on the sideline, you'll go home just as empty as you come. But if you come to participate, you come to get in, you come to get a blessing. You come to praise the Lord, praise God. You'll go out of here different from the way you come in. Amen. It'll get started in one corner to work your way to the other corner, praise God. And next thing you know, the whole church is a shouting and praising God, giving Him glory. That's the result. That's what'll happen, praise God. Amen. But what does it take? It takes a great cooperation. They had a co-op in this, if you will. Amen. Look at verse 43. He said, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. He said, and all that believed were together and had all things common. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, they wasn't no big I's or little U's. They wasn't no, somebody way up here and somebody way down here. They had everything common. They loved each other. They loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, Brother Kevin, and that helped them to love each other, and they had the love of Christ in them. It wasn't about the groceries. It wasn't about the goods. It wasn't about all that worldly stuff, but it's about what they had down in their soul. Every one of them had the Spirit of God. Every one of them had the Holy Ghost, and they was living large. Praise God because of that. It was a common faith, praise God, that gave them the ability to stand together steadfastly, to study and read and pray, praise God, together as a group. Just imagine that, without any fussing or bickering or complaining. Amen. Sounds like the perfect church to me. I've never seen one this side of eternity. Amen. Praise God, they had a group, praise God, that come together. They had a co-op. They were working together, praise God. It ought to be what we do. Or to say, Lord, here I am. And everything that I have, I want it to be used for your honor and for your glory. I don't want it to be used. I don't want to get nothing out of it. Hello? I want it to be used for your honor and for your glory. That you'll get honor, you'll get glory. Praise the Lord. Imagine what God would do with that. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I ain't got a whole lot. Hey, praise God, a little as much when God's in it. I'd rather have a whole lot and have it with Him, praise God, than have a little bit, praise God, try to use it selfishly. Amen. What brought it? It was that salvation that brought that great cooperation together. Amen. That co-op, praise God, that come together and begin to work for one cause. That's what a co-op does, by the way, man. It begins to pull together and work for one purpose. And it was for the glory of God. Amen. That sermon, it brought back, it brought results for God's glory. Amen. Praise His name. Bible says not only was that great cooperation, but there was a great gladness spread over them. Look at verse 46. He said, they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. There was a gladness, praise God. They just getting over. Praise God. These people were glad in what they was doing. Hello? They wasn't, praise God, coming together begrudgingly. They were glad in what they were doing. Praise the Lord. They were glad. They were happy about it. They were happy to do it. Amen. Somebody said, hey, listen, said, why don't we have a prayer meeting in my house tomorrow? I said, okay, glory to God. Amen. Nowadays, we say, well, we better have that somewhere else. I don't want to have it here. Amen. Help us, Lord. But they were thrilled, praise God. There's a great gladness in serving the Lord. They were glad to do it, praise God. They were glad to be used. They were glad to be participants in it. They were glad to be one of some of those, praise God, that could give God glory, and glory could, God could get glory out of their lives and the things that they done. Praise God. They put themselves out there and God used them. He blessed them. Praise God. They continued daily. Gladness and singleness of heart. How did they do it? Because how were they so glad, rejoicing? Because of that singleness of heart. Amen. Their heart's desire was just getting from God what He had for them and passing it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. It wasn't about getting and hoarding it and candying it up. But it's about getting it and passing it out to others so that others could be glad too. So that others could be blessed. So others could be happy. So the thrill of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ could be spread abroad. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it good to have that blessed hope tonight? That hope in Christ Jesus as our Lord. And it don't matter what we go through in this world, what we have to encounter. Praise God that we have a God. We have a Savior whose name's Jesus, who's making intercession for us on the right hand of God till the glorious day that He calls us home. Praise God. Isn't that a glorious thing? And He said everybody ought to have the thrill of knowing that. Praise God that the Lord Jesus is anticipating, just like we're anticipating a glorious day of His appearing. So we see this sermon as Peter closes it out. He said they were praising God, verse 47, and having favor with all the people. Amen. I believe as old sinners was coming along and say, what do you need? Well, we like what's going on here. It ain't ever been so peaceful. There's a spirit here. Praise God, it's so real. You know, we haven't got in on this yet, but boy, we'd like to. What can we do? What do yous need? We'll help yous. Amen. Praise God. Other people started getting in. They started realizing they was something too. The Bible said that they were fearful because of the wonders and the things that the apostles were doing. The mighty miracles that God allowed them to perform. Amen. Praise God. I don't believe there's a whole lot of people speaking against it. Praise God. They knew that the power was coming from God. Praise God. When the church gets the power of God and the Holy Spirit down in your life, and they know that power that you have, that unction you have, that drive and that thrill that you have, it comes from another world. Amen. Praise the Lord. The world may try to argue about it. Amen. They may try to belittle you over it. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's going to carry us through. And said, praise God. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily was talking to a fellow here a while back, pastor of church, and he said he had been there for 16 years, and he's yet to see a soul saved. Think about that. 16 years and hasn't seen a soul saved. Nobody come to repentance. Amen. In 16 years. Praise God. I believe you just need to get in the book. Praise God. Amen. Give the gospel. Share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of souls. That's a long time to go without seeing a soul saved. Amen. Praise God. Here they said that the church daily, they added to the church daily such as should be saved. Who should be saved? Everybody. Everyone should be saved. Everybody should be getting in. Should have a desire on their hearts. Bible said to go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that his house might be full. Amen. Go out there, whatever it takes. Compel them, prod them, twist their arm, break their leg. Whatever it takes. Amen. Not break their leg, don't hurt them. Amen. Don't hurt them. But get them in, praise God. Encourage them. Amen. Encourage them to get in. Encourage them, praise God. Help them to realize that time is short. Amen. We need to do what we do while we can. Get folks saved, born again, praise God. Working together for the cause of Christ. Before long, Paul, through his preaching, would see over 5,000 men saved. Praise God. God began to move. Praise the Lord. He'd see things getting... Getting continuing to move along for the cause of Christ. So what was happening? Praise God. Well, that's what happens when the gospel's preached. That is the result. Amen. A sermon that brought a great result was the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We want to preach on everything else. We want to preach on the world and the economy and everything that's happening around us. And it's there. Amen. We all see it. And we tie it in from time to time. But the gospel is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what is important today. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin, that man, praise God, that went and died on the cross of Calvary, rose on that third day, praise God, victorious over death in the grave. That brings repentance unto men, that convicts our hearts, that shows us the error of our ways and the goodness of His. So that we can come to that place of steadfastness in Christ Jesus. So we can gather together in one mind, one accord. In a co-op of workers together with Christ. Amen. Till we finish our course here. Praise God. We finish out here, praise the Lord, and the Lord calls us home to be with Him. Amen. That's the full circle of man. That's the way it ought to be. See, God could put us, God created us and put us in this world to praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. And while we're here, praise God, because of men's sinfulness, we lost that opportunity of that closeness to God. Could you imagine just being in a place of paradise? I'm going to be one day. A place of paradise and where God walks around with you during the day. Just pointing to the loveliness of God. Amen. Took Adam out there and let Adam name everything. He said, whatever you call them, that's what they are. So Adam went to name and all this stuff that in God's great creation. And he put Adam out there to oversee it. But because of sin come in, and God lost that, man lost that relationship with God. And what Peter's a preaching here, he's preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. The result of that preaching is bringing us back to that relationship with Christ Jesus. I wonder tonight, bro, do you have a relationship with your Savior? I mean, I know you know Him. I know you know who He is. Everybody knows, a lot of people know who Jesus is. But do we have a relationship with Him? Amen. A relationship that makes a difference in our lives. A relationship that calls us to come to repentance for the remission of sins. To put them away, get away from them. So that we can live a virtuous life in Christ Jesus. A righteous life. A life of righteousness. Amen. Praise God.